So 4YHY. It's a WD, 4DYH. How's setup going?
Four YHY.
H. 4DYH at the field day site.
KG4PFI. Well, ain't nothing fell off yet. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Oh, right now we're roasting, but we're doing okay. Setting up for field day.
Sitting here in the parking lot in Tractor Supply and in Travelers Rest, waiting on a party to come and meet us. We're trying to buy a puppy.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get a minute, run by here. It's on your way back home.
Well, Linda's with me, and she'll find my way back home.
Okie dokie. Well, we're over in the horse park that belongs to the county. It's over here behind Furman, or I should say across 25 from Furman. You going back down 25 to the house?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okie dokie. Well, I hope everything's going good for you. What kind of little puppy you getting?
St. Bernard. We've had five St. Bernards in the past, and this one is a puppy, and our last St. Bernard was 13 years old. We had to have her put down. She had cancer.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Glad you're being able to get another one, though.
Yeah, we found one, the lady's supposed to bring her, meet us here in the parking lot at 11 o'clock, and we...
If you mean they should be here by...
Yeah.
11:15 or 8, something like that.
Okay, the lady just texted us, said that they were running a little late. They'd be here about 11:15, so anyway, we're sitting here baking them just like you said in our baking. Let me get out of the way here and let somebody else might be wanting to talk to you. I always come up this way. I think about Ray. I miss him a lot. KG4PFI clear.
Ned, you came back and talked to me. Hey, Linda, and bye, Linda. Y'all have a good day, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
HKL4LL. I'm here. How are you this morning?
Busy as we can be. Evidently, you're pushing one of your touchtone buttons before you talk, and it's blanking you out. Whenever that happens, I'm unable to. Your audio's down so low I can't hear, understand what you're saying. Try it again, see if you can avoid the touchtone. WD-40YH. What it does is when the touchtone comes across, it blanks your microphone audio. So do it, key your microphone and hold it for maybe 5 seconds and then talk. Let's see if that works.
How about now, KO4LEO?
But we'll have to figure out why you're transmitting a tone. So if you key your microphone, wait about 5 seconds before you try to talk. I was able to copy that time.
Yeah, I'm talking on one of the club radios I bought from you guys.
It's probably set up to transmit the tone to open a repeater. It'd be something that's in the automatic mode we can turn off.
Yeah, I was asking if you got a call from Dave Watson yet.
Hey.
I'm over here helping the Brawers guys, not Brawers, but the Greer guys set up. But we invited a guest, and I called Dave yesterday about it, and so you may get a visit if you understand what I'm telling you.
I appreciate it. We'll look forward to that.
I'll be clear on my last year, but just wanted to check in with you this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk later in the day. KO4LEO clear on your phone.
WD40YH. If we get a chance to get you in person, we'll see if we can turn that tone off. You have a good day. Talk to you a little bit later. WD40YH clear.
W2T.
Hey, Rusty, go ahead.
Just thought I'd say hello. I've reached a point where getting out to the field day sites is more than my body can handle these days. We worked out in the sun yesterday, myself at work, and it was warm. We got a nice little breeze right now, and the humidity's not too bad, so we're going to run with that and see what happens. I do know that in the evenings it cools off. It's pretty nice, so if you wanted to try wandering out then, you might find it be comfortable. Well, that's a long trip over there for me from where I am, because I'm still living over here in the same place I have been for 40-plus years, so I don't know. I'll have to just see what happens between the rest of the day and all. I was working at our food bank this morning. Our church is one of the sponsors of, and after spending 3 hours over there on my feet are sore today. So anyway, maybe I will, and I'll hear you on the air. What call are you all going to be using for the field day? Use the club call when we use the club radios, but we've also got some individuals that have set up as well. So we're not contesting. We're just getting on the air and providing contacts for other people who are contesting. Oh, that's basically what I'm going to do, is just get on the air and make contacts and everything. Not like I did last year, but this year I feel better for doing more because I was a little on the sick side last year. See how things were going. And I know exactly where y'all are set up because I used to cover horse shows that went over there. The Spartanburg Horsemen's Association used to have shows over there every now and again. So been there, done that, and don't have a T-shirt, don't want one. Talk to you later. Have a good one. W2T clear. Okie dokie. Thanks for coming back to us, and I'll look forward to talking to you later. WD4DYH.
WD4DYH and 0TR. Hi, Johnny.
Good morning to you, sir.
This is Tom over at Greer, and I just wanted to say your dad, Ray, used to tell guys how to get rid of that. We called it a Roger beep, and it's in the menu system, and you can remove it.
Well, next time we talk to him, we'll see if we can fix him up. I appreciate the information.
It's, I'm pretty sure, listening to Ray, I didn't know how to change it, but I'm pretty sure it's typical of Yaesu radios, because always it seems like when new hams get on there, and Jim is not, LAO is not, that Roger beep is in there.
Well, we'll see if we can fix him up. That way you won't have to pause to talk.
All right, you guys have fun, and I miss Ray every day, and I'm sure you do too. K4SUG was one of my better friends, I'll tell you. Take care, Johnny, and 73s, have a good field day. Be careful and drink lots of water. This is NGRLTR.
I miss him bad. Y'all have a good morning, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. WD4DYH.
W2T. Well, you was quicker than I was. Hi, Rusty. I'm a little hoarse. I just drank my sand here, is what I call it. This cholestamine stearate, if you want to get technical. It makes me hoarse. How you doing today?
Well, I've been up since about 6 this morning. And all. I was over at the site for our food bank at about 5 after 7 this morning and worked there till 10 and then came home. So my feet are giving me fits today. My heels are. And the doctor talked with the doctor about them the other day, and he says it's just, it's one of the things that happens. And right now we're going to see if we can deal with it the way he gave me some tips to do and some things to do. And I got to go buy me an insert, a heel insert, for Dr. Scholl's heel insert for my shoes. To give me a little bit more softening back there on the heels. So, and if that doesn't seem to work, then he'll recommend me to a podiatrist.
This is NGRLTRW2T. Fine business, Rusty. What I would suggest is some stuff called Voltaren, V-O-L-T, and I can't spell the rest of it, but you can figure that out. I get the same thing, only it's prescription. It's called Iconoflex, and works great. I even use it on my lower back. But you put it on your feet, and you can put it on up to 4 times a day. And it really helps with the pain in your feet, Rusty.
Just something that's cropped up recently, and of course I was on it continuously for the 3 hours I was up there this morning, so... And I usually don't do that much walking around continuously, so, those were wood floors that they put down, but they're over concrete, and that's, you know, that stuff's not going to be easy to walk on for a long time, and, you know, it's a deal of, my feet, I relax a little while, stretch them back out like I need to, and things will get okay, and also... What are you and Bernice up to today?
We got up about 6:15, and we turned the water on to the chickens, and so they'd have cool water. And then we set up the tripod to water the lawn, which I hate to do, but it's pretty bad, and that fescue does not like hot weather. I hate to waste it on water, but... This is the first time this year we've had the water, and we don't have a sprinkler system. So I got the one running out front now, and at 11:30 I got to go shut it off. And I'm going to go out and trim a few with one of those long stick things with the chopper on it. Trim off a few limbs off the tree, and then I think I'll hibernate and maybe look around for field day things.
Get on the air here later this afternoon and make contacts for people. I'm not going to really work hard at it myself, but, you know, I'll be available there and make contacts and see who I can do. And, somebody just piloted South Carolina Police Cruisers.com introducing the South Carolina Highway Patrol's 2024 Ford Mustang. And the picture of the one they've got right here covers Berkeley and Charleston counties. And we're going to be seeing more of these across the state. So the looks like the Highway Patrol is upgrading their fleet again.
I'd be surprised if it isn't that electric one, but maybe not. But they're really a hot rod. I don't know if they're economically feasible or not for law enforcement. Boy, they was running a lot of traffic down on Wade Hampton yesterday. When we went to Aldi's and into Walmart, there was 3 of them down there at car stop. They need to do that every day for several weeks, or just alternate 1 week and hit them another week, because that's just a racetrack now, and it's the new Woodruff. I'll tell you, it's just unbelievable. The traffic has increased exponentially. So we try not to go out on the weekends. We just go out during us retired times during the week. Well, I'll let you go. I'm going to run down the hall here, and then Bernice is out doing something, I think, with the strawberries or the raspberries. One of the two. And she made us a real nice breakfast this morning, eggs and sausage and toast with her homemade raspberry jelly. And so I'm fueled up for the day for a while.
Good then. That's good. I just ate a couple of fig bars that I had quick breakfast. I'll go get me some lunch fix something for lunch here in a little bit. I need a little something more than that to eat. So I will go do something anyway. Y'all have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Stay cool, because it's supposed to get hot tonight, this weekend. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T73 for now.
Okay, Rusty. Bernice is going to make homemade oatmeal cookies and do some homemade ice cream. So I'm looking forward to that. Take care. Look forward to seeing you again one of these days. Be safe in this heat. It's 87 here and feels like 92, it says on my weather station. W2T and 0TR is clear.